A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Okay, so it is the 1940s, and you are an accomplished opera singer. You are the best at what you do. You have like the best range. You're the most accurate. You're just great, right? You're amazing at what you do. And you're giving like a recital, and there are a bunch of like well-to-do folks there. You do like a little trick, right? Whereby you sing as high as you can and shatter the glass in the room, right? It's an impressive thing. Only a few people in the entire world can do it. You're one of those people, and you can do it reliably and on cue. After the recital, a kind of like shadowy figure approaches you and is like, you know, I think you're like very interesting and talented, and I'd love to like travel the world with you and, you know, do these concerts, and I'll pay for everything. And like, there's a little bit of like spark between you two, cause he's mysterious and he's fun. And like, you can also tell that he's got like a little bit of an adventurer's side, right? Like you can just tell that like he's a treasure hunter type. And so you're flown around the world. He never asks you to like do your special trick of breaking glass until you go to one like I don't even know some kingdom where there is a precious object on stage that is guarded by bulletproof glass. It is an antique model ship. You don't know why it's important, but then this adventurer guy is like, tonight when you sing, break the glass. What do?
This is Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out about real love and fake relationships.
I'm Colin.
I'm Kelly.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Patrick.
Man, you were used.
Yeah.
But do you do it? It's kind of payment for what you've been given.
I know.
You're traveling the world. You've seen like everywhere around the world.
You have a fun time.
I don't think you owe this guy.
Do you get a cut of it?
That has not been negotiated.
Well, you would negotiate it.
At this point, when he says you need to sing to break the glass, no, he will not. You do not get a cut of it.
And well, if he's trying to say I took you all over the world and showed you all these beautiful things, you owe me. Fuck that guy. Yeah. That is a pure manipulation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't fucking play that.
Yeah. Well, also, I didn't ask for going around.
I'd trick him to go inside of a greenhouse and I'd shatter the glass top of his ass.
Cut up all pieces.
Yeah, that's right.
But this is a powerful international adventurer. Like, he will somehow get revenge from beyond the grave.
I think
he just has moneyed interests that would, like, take you out if you took him out.
What? I would just leave his ass.
You just leave?
I don't know.
You're sort of stuck in this country.
Am I wealthy?
You're, yes, but you are so far out of your element, you wouldn't know, like, who to talk to.
Right, he's been controlling the money. Yeah, I don't like this dude. He sounds like a bad guy.
He is a bad guy.
Okay.
The thing is, on stage with you, so, like...
He's on stage with you?
No. The object.
Glass case.
The glass case is on stage with you. So the second it shatters,
could grab it, run away.
You could grab it, run away. Well, and like hold it as protection for you.
Yeah.
So if they put this priceless antique model ship,
yes,
encased in glass on stage,
yes,
and invite someone who's famous for shattering glass with her voice.
That's true. They set this up.
Also, I don't know if you could do it because bulletproof glass is technically not.
Yeah, isn't it made out of plastic?
Mm-hmm. It won't.
Have you been shattering glass all over the world when you've been doing these concerts? Or no, you
no,
haven't,
it's,
right?
It's something that... No. So right. as you are on this tour with this guy, you have not been shattering glass. It's something that, like, I probably the people who know that you can do it, but it's not, like, that's not the source of your fame.
Because otherwise I'd be like, these idiots putting this... I mean, come on.
They set this up.
Mm.
I don't know. I feel like you gotta self-preserve.
And just do it?
Just do it.
Yeah.
Because you're in danger.
Yeah. Well, and also, I guess, like, what does it matter to you if this, like, rich king guy has it?
Yeah, he's not asking you to steal anything.
That's right.
And also, so what if you sang like that? You know what I mean? Like, how can that point to you?
Yeah, I feel like it's plausible deniability.
And then maybe you find, here's what you do. You go, oh, my God, great idea. I love it, babe. And then you do it. And then you keep traveling with him. And, like, little by little, you just take a little until you have your own little purse.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then you run off.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe this is where you like crack the, like you understand the plan now and you're like, oh yeah, we can target other places where
because you're treasures also are, a thief.
You can turn.
You can become a thief.
You
yeah.
can turn. But then, but you.
You're giving up opera stardom.
Are you, but also here's that's the other thing. It's very hard to be a thief when you are a star.
Yes.
The first time, fine.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's, you're the famous person with a famous face and famous voice who is also a thief.
Yeah. Mm. All of a sudden you're Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah.
Which is probably bad for his operation as well.
Yeah.
I don't trust him to
dump you. Yeah.
Yeah. Not to fucking shoot me and leave me in a ditch in this country. Or what are the, I don't know the laws and customs of this land. Is this king, would he be understanding of my position if I got ditched behind? I'm the one who broke the glass. Who's to say the king won't just execute me to make up for his,
Lost ship, yeah.
Also, okay, here's a question. What time is this? Like, what
1940s.
Era? 1940s. Well, it's a lot easier to disappear in the 40s than it is now, right?
Yeah,
so you could, you could abscond. You could, I think you need to get money somehow, but then you could disappear. Just go to a different continent. You'd have to have enough to pay your way somewhere else.
Yeah.
Or you could try and fail.
Yeah.
Oh.
You could...
Like, it's not working.
It's not. I haven't practiced it.
I haven't practiced with bulletproof glass.
Also, yeah, I've never done it to bulletproof glass. It was the glass.
But spoiler, it works.
Oh, it does?
And it shatters.
Okay.
And then a falcon swoops by.
Wait, are you serious?
Did you know this falcon?
You've seen the falcon.
Okay, you're aware of the falcon.
You're aware of the falcon, but you've never known like that it also has like stealing intentions.
Right.
And is the falcon his or an enemy's?
No, the falcon belongs to your guy.
Okay.
And so it swoops in, takes a particular like tube of metal from the mast in the ship.
Oh, it's
and
not
flies
even,
away.
It's not even the model that's priceless. It's a ruse.
It has a secret inside.
Oh. What is the secret?
Oh, now you want to be part of the secret, though.
Yeah, I want to know what's in that
it's,
tube.
It's
you
want to
go on
intriguing.
This adventure.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So what's in the tube?
What's in the tube is one third. It's a note.
Of course.
That like when you line it up with like two other notes, it reveals the coordinates of like a lost treasure.
What is this from?
This is from Tintin.
Oh, my God.
The movie Tintin.
Oh, my God.
Which I watched for the first time this week, and I kind of loved it.
Yeah, people say it's good. Yeah.
Tintin's super fun.
That sounds fun as heck.
So was it a bad guy that wants to steal the thing?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. But, I mean, it's also Tintin and the captain are also, like, racing to put together these three pieces as well. And so it's, like, they're at this, like, recital that she's putting on, and the bad guy is, like, armed with his hawk, and Tintin and the captain are just, like, trying to figure out what the fuck the plan is.
Does she know?
Putting ourselves in the perspective of this character is way more than the movie does.
Okay.
The movie, we just, like, meet her as she gets on stage.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So all that backstory you invented.
All that backstory I invented.
So she could have been breaking glass every night.
She could have been breaking glass every night.
And she could have just been not even involved with this evil guy.
No, he definitely brings her to
But we don't know if she's good or bad.
We have no idea if she's good or bad.
She doesn't know if she's good or bad.
Yeah, she doesn't.
Maybe she knows. I don't know.
Hmm.
Well, I mean, we should all examine that from time to time.
Am I good or am I bad?
Yeah, I mean, you conclude that you're good at one point. You should think about it again every third year.
Honestly, same diff. If you're bad, you should check in. Yeah, maybe you're not good. Bad anymore.
Yeah.
Also, if you determine that you are bad, like maybe re-examine right then why you're bad.
That's when the work should start.
Yes, that's right.
No, you're like, I'll check it in 3 years and see if I'm still bad.
Yeah, because you find out you're bad and you're like, well, out of my hands. And then you keep going and then you're like, and then you check in 3 years. You're like, oh, wow, I guess I'm better. Life shakes out like that sometimes.
Still not good, but yeah. Less bad.
Less bad.
Yeah, less bad.
Okay. Wow.
How? I've never really been into opera.
Sure.
Because
okay.
Not enough dancing.
Yeah.
You're more into the ballet.
Yeah. All dancing, no singing is more my vibe than all singing, no dancing.
And there's always a really big number at the end, like the last.
To be honest, is there dancing in opera?
I think there's like moving around. Yes, there is like background dancers and stuff.
Okay.
It depends on the opera for sure, but yeah.
Yeah. I've never been to the opera.
Have I been?
It is of
it's long.
Limited. Yeah, it's long and it's like.
I've been once, yes.
Yeah.
To the LA Opera.
It's of limited entertainment value, I would say.
Yeah.
That like you got to really be into it and like want to experience 3 hours of opera.
Right.
Like going into an opera cold is like the worst experience. I saw a robot opera once in Chicago, which should be the coolest shit in the world. Yeah. Right?
I'm hot just thinking about it.
Yeah.
It was about like a couple human beings in like a place where like robots were like they were in like a bomb shelter. Like the world outside didn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
And the robots had like they were like joining up.
There's like what is happening outside?
I can't see. I'm looking at the back of the building too. Wait, so I don't know what I thought I would see.
I have a question for you. And I think I misunderstood what you said this was.
Yeah.
So the things that are singing, are they robots?
Most of them are robots.
Actual robots?
Yes.
Whoa, that sounds cool.
That sounds very cool.
But they're robots that look, they're like Star Wars style robots and that they like move around on stage with like little
but they're not
bits
played
and,
by people. They're played by robots.
I mean, they're controlled by like people up like in the flies with like
is
Xbox
the voice
controllers.
Digital or is it a person singing into a microphone in the wings?
It is a combination of the two.
It's like a modulated human voice.
Okay. Yeah.
I was hoping it was just a computer.
Yeah.
Like being like, they're stuck in the bomb shelter. I would have watched that for 7 hours.
Yeah. Well, that's about how long it was. We're doing Last Dance ships.
Last Dance.
Because Magic Mike, Last Dance.
Ooh, I'm excited.
Is out.
I like those
today.
Movies.
I've not seen any of them.
None of them?
None of
them. You guys would love them. They're so fun.
They're so campy and fun.
They're really,
really
fun.
I'm sure
that...
Colin, let's watch them.
Seriously, the first one is like more of a character study. And then the second... seriously. And then the second one is like balls to the wall, just like fun, fun, fun.
Yeah.
It's great. I would really recommend it. They're fun.
And this one,
they're very sexy.
They can get sexy.
Yeah.
For male strippers, which isn't actually that sexy.
No. But if you just want to see...
It's better than real strippers.
Yeah. It's because they're like, I would say dance forward. These are dance forward strippers. I mean, there's definitely stripping happening.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But like.
It's more about dancing.
It's just seeing a lot of like Joe Manganiello and Channing Tatum like shirtless a lot.
Well.
And dancing.
And dancing.
And dancing. Dancing while shirtless, dancing while in
different. Sometimes wet.
Sometimes things are pouring on them.
Nice.
And like big, like choreographed
things
numbers.
Things are pouring on them?
Just like liquids.
Okay. Not like sand.
No, not sand. I don't know.
Because they're all pre-oiled, so it just turns into sandpaper.
Then they look like Doja Cat.
Oh my god! I was like, I would not be able to wear that. I couldn't.
I would
freak
suffocate.
Out.
It would be too much.
Panic. Would you guys wear that?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would. I could see.
I would.
He would.
Yeah, Colin would.
Colin sat through full makeup for like hours for a short. I did.
Oh, that was.
And you were the happiest
most
you've ever been.
I believe, as you put it, I was finally myself.
Yeah, you were finally yourself. You and the makeup artist, Kate, were in like a cloud of like paint cloud, airbrush cloud.
Yeah.
Which hopefully was not toxic. I don't know if we were getting high.
I don't know.
It, but...
She was like, you're not supposed to breathe this, but I never mind it.
Oh.
Okay.
So does anyone have a Last Dance ship that they would like to share?
Hmm.
I can actually go first.
Go first.
So
this is from a well that I've taken from before.
No, no, no. This is not a well that I go to regularly.
The Royal Rumble.
Yeah, you come back with a
Royal
Rumble.
Last night, I watched the Royal Rumble.
2 weeks ago now. The Gilded Age, no. Yeah.
Can you? No.
Oh, that would be such a bit. You got to go bigger when you
that,
reveal.
It would be a heel turn.
I have a pitch.
Yeah.
Just, we don't have to agree to it now, but maybe for like the episode we do in the middle of July around my birthday, maybe you all bring Gilded Age ships.
Okay,
to
for your birthday, I would
party.
Do it.
Sure. Okay, all for right. Colin's
well,
birthday.
You've done it for life. Yeah, actually, for anything.
Actually, I was kind of on Team Colin for the Gilded Age.
Yeah, you were. Such
what are you
a good
about?
Show.
And TBH, like, I am really throwing him under the bus right now. So I'm sorry, Colin. I was there with you.
It's fine. It's fine. I understand. Patrick, which well are you dipping from today?
Well, so this, never mind wells. Sarah and I were trying to watch the Chippendale show on Hulu. Because we were like, not Rescue
the
Rangers.
Have you watched the French one?
Wait, what?
On Disney Plus, there's a little French Chippendale show. It's
no,
so
what?
It's really cute. They're little. They're like shorts. They're like 15 minutes each. There's,
and they're French?
They're French, though you can get it dubbed however you want, but okay. It's a French show.
I mean, you got to watch it with them being like, wait,
nuts, nuts,
whatever.
Nuts.
Je suis chipmunk.
But okay, so but that's not what you watch.
No, the dancers.
Chippendale.
Yeah, right, with like Kumail Nanjiani. And,
that's right.
Mm-hmm. Welcome to Chippendales.
Here's the thing. We tried to watch it.
Okay, what happened?
And Hulu is a little fucker on our TV. And so it'll like start up the episode and then it just goes like black screen.
What?
No sound. And like the little timer is just like ticking away like it's going through it.
What?
And I was like, what the hell? We restart the TV. Like hold the power button for a little bit. Restart it. Everything. You get the Android reboot screen. Everything comes back. Like, okay. That's usually enough to fix whatever's happening with Hulu. Go back in, same fucking shit. So I was like, all right, well, put on something else and see if it's still doing this. And the first movie that it like serves up as a suggestion is Julie and Julia. So I'm taking my ship from Julie and Julia.
Welcome to Chippendales doesn't have very good ships.
So I wouldn't know. Never been able to watch it.
That's so weird. But was Julie and Julia from Hulu?
Yes.
So is it just that show that
just
not working
just
for you?
Fine, yeah. And then we watched all of Julie and Julia, which I hadn't seen before.
Yes.
There's a weird thing on my phone where if I pause This American Life only, it will freeze for like 4 days.
What?
So
what?
If I want to listen to This American Life, I have to fucking make sure I have an hour of uninterrupted podcasting time.
Wow. You can just turn the volume way down.
But then I'll miss the...
You'll miss it.
You'll miss it.
That's true.
Patrick, what do you think the purpose
You can skip forward. You can skip back. You just like write down where you were.
What the hell do you think we're doing?
It's that or the phone is useless for 4 days.
No, I'm sorry. You expect Colin to be carrying around a
this
little notebook in which he puts the time code?
No, he could put it in his phone.
Okay,
no,
here's a question.
Notepad in his
have
phone.
You tried, just as like tech support, have you tried switching to another podcast at that moment instead of pausing?
Oh, interesting.
And then it'll be stopped at the place where you want to go, so you could go back to the same place.
It is even so much if I open up YouTube or TikTok and the audio and the phone is like, no, you're listening to this audio now. It will just not resume playing no matter what I do.
What the hell?
Are you using Apple Podcasts?
I'm using Spotify.
I also use Spotify. Have you tried, is it for even when you download him?
Oh, I don't know. I don't download them.
Try downloading one and see what happens. I mean, it might.
If it's on there all the way, it should. Then it's just a file. On your phone.
Yeah.
So,
Some. I think there are some podcasts that like they like are constantly like re-uploading new versions of it to like revise or like change shit. And when because this happens with a lot of Ringer podcasts that I listen to as well. That like if I haven't downloaded it to my phone, it has a hard time like re-grabbing where it was the last time I was there and just starts it over. So I wonder if that's if this American Life does
that. Replacing the master file.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So my ship is just a Paul and Julia child as played by Stanley Tucci and Meryl Streep.
Yes.
And I understand those are real people, but as played by these two actors.
Yeah, no, those are performances that you can ship.
Yeah.
My memory of that movie is that is the part of the movie that is good.
Yeah, that's the part of the movie that works.
Even though Christmasina, I love Christmasina.
Love Christmasina.
But yeah.
Their relationship is so strange.
Well, and
the modern day part
and
of it.
And it's real life and it doesn't work out.
It doesn't work out in real life.
She cheats on him with a butcher.
With a butcher?
In the movie,
she writes a book. So she writes one book about how her husband was so supportive of her while she like floundered around trying to figure out what to do and then cooked a bunch of Julia Child recipes.
Sure.
Dismissive, but sure.
Of her or of him?
Of her.
Yeah. Oh, I don't have a lot of Julia Powell love.
Sure.
And then, I mean, RIP, but... and then her next book is she goes and fucks a butcher.
No.
And cheats on her husband and blows up her life.
Oh, right. My God. Well, then get a divorce.
Then fuck her.
Dumbass. Yeah.
But I love Stanley Tucci and Julia and Meryl Streep are so good.
They're so good. And their relationship is like what keeps the whole movie like together.
Yeah.
Because like she, you know, he is he works for like the State Department or something. I forget exactly in what capacity. But that's the reason that they're in Paris, that they live in Paris. And Julia Child just loves it there and loves the food and is like kind of looking for a direction in her life. And like she gets into like figuring out how to make all these great French recipes and like French cooking and teams up with these cooks and writers and takes all these classes. And he's just so like supportive and cool about like, yeah, we're going to do this. And like, it's going to be awesome. We're going to be like cool Parisians and just like we'll be socialites and it'll be awesome. And there's like a part where like the government like calls him back and like, you know, they're looking for communists. And
it was a whole thing in the 20th
it was
century.
a whole thing but there's a part where like he's being grilled by two G-men one of them is like are you a homosexual, and the look that he gives where he's like, motherfucker, like you don't understand my life at all. Like I'm sure that they rolled with like whatever. I bet they had so much sexy fun in Paris.
Yeah, that's so funny. I wonder if there's I bet that there is a YouTube video out there that is just the Julia Child parts of that movie.
Here's the thing, I think that it is worth putting up with the modern day stuff to get the Julia Child part of that movie, and it's also because it came out just a couple years after 9/11, so it is like really rooted in like the New York post 9/11, which I'm sure was just like, at the time, we were just like, yep, this is what life is. But now it's like this weird time capsule artifact thing of like, oh, yeah, like because her day job at the beginning of the movie is she's like a support for the city. So people are calling in, like asking about like, you know, claims that they're filing with the city about, you know, the pollution from the World Trade Center and all this stuff. So like it starts really fucking intense. And then you just kind of got to deal with the Julie Powell and her husband stuff.
Mm.
But that's my ship. That's my last dance. That's a great ship.
Wait, why Last Dance?
Because I tried to watch Ship and
Welcome. Oh, that's right.
And it didn't work. Yeah, I tried twice. It didn't work.
Yeah.
It was, you tried once and that was the last.
Yeah.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction and free shipping. And that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan, do you have a last dance ship?
I do, and I'm pulling from literature.
Okay.
A little, it's a series, a saga, if you will, about these twins who live in Southern California.
Oh my God.
And
I can't believe you called it literature.
It is Sweet Valley High.
Yeah. Yay.
And, in Sweet Valley High, there's two sisters. There's bookish Elizabeth Wakefield, she has different boyfriends, but like mainly dates this guy Todd off and on throughout the series. And then Jessica, who is the wild sister, and she's also kind of a sociopath, but she's always partying. She's the fun one.
Mm.
And she has a few significant relationships, but they usually suck. They usually are like not really good guys, or they like use her and then she's mad and then she has to get revenge on them and stuff. But she had one decent boyfriend and his name was Sam.
Oh man, poor Sam.
And they went to prom together, jungle prom. Mm-hmm. That's the theme and also the name of the prom.
Got it.
So they went to jungle prom together and Jessica really wanted to be queen of jungle prom. So much that she drugged her sister. And then her sister didn't know she was drugged and gave Sam a ride home and Sam died. So it was their last dance together. So
holy shit.
Yeah, these books are crazy.
Holy shit. So wait, she got into an accident because she was drugged.
Yeah.
Yes. By her sister.
And she survives.
Yes.
And she survives.
And Sam lives.
And for a long time.
Sam dies.
Sorry, yes.
And Elizabeth thinks it's only like three books, but she thinks for a while that she somehow like forgot that she drank. Like she thinks she got herself drunk or she drank at this party.
Sure.
And so she thinks she killed Sam. And Jessica whole time is like, she feels really bad. I shouldn't say she does feel bad.
Well, and then later
but she kind of does blame Elizabeth, even though.
Oh my God.
But she does also like use the whole like I'm feeling sad about Sam thing to like be mean. Like there are times.
And she hits on Todd.
Yes, she hits on Todd, who is Elizabeth's boyfriend.
Yeah.
And is like, I'm feeling so sad about Sam.
And she justifies all of her horrible behavior for like five books or longer on how sad she is about Sam, even though it's kind of her fault that Sam died.
Wait, I'm sorry. So Elizabeth is the sister who got drugged.
Yes. And she's the bookish one.
Jessica's the one dating Sam.
Is like, I murdered this guy and I feel bad about it. And that's why I'm behaving badly.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Okay, gotcha.
I lost this love of my life.
Yeah. But also like my sister thinks she did it and I'm just going to let her think that.
Why was she driving? Okay, so Sam was dating Elizabeth.
Sam was dating Jessica.
Jessica.
And Jessica was obsessed with being the queen of the prom.
Yes.
So much that she kind of was like, she got obsessed with it. And so Sam at some point is like, Jessica, this is too much. I'm not putting up with your shit anymore. Like,
I'm going to find a ride home.
I'm leaving the prom.
Gotcha.
Meanwhile, Jessica had drugged her sister. Partially to make her sister lose jungle prom queen, I think.
Right. How does that work? How does that affect the voting, I guess?
Or maybe
you
Elizabeth
get
won. You know what?
Got drugs
I think it was
system.
Elizabeth won jungle prom and then as revenge. I believe that's how it played out.
Gotcha.
So Jessica was revenge drugging her sister. But she didn't know that her boyfriend was going to get in the car with her sister.
Gotcha. She just thought that maybe her sister would get in a crash and die.
Yes. But really she was thinking she was going to embarrass herself.
Yeah.
She thought Elizabeth will act like a fool because she'll be drunk.
Killing your sister's boyfriend, pretty embarrassing.
Killing your own boyfriend.
No, I'm saying she driving the car.
Yeah.
I mean, it's embarrassing all around. A man died.
And like I said, he was like the best boyfriend she ever had.
He was good.
He was good. He made her, well, not all the time.
He rode dirt bikes.
Cool.
He was like, he wasn't trying to use her. He was like not a bad boyfriend, and she killed him.
Jesus!
But that was their last dance together.
So what's the ship?
I ship them together while it's good.
Sure.
Before
and then
she I also
him.
Just love this series of books is so bonkers and fun
because it's so
Elizabeth
fun.
Goes to jail for the murder.
Oh my God!
Oh, because they hit
wait
another
for the murder, so they convict her of murder, not like
no,
manslaughter.
They don't convict her
okay,
because it turns out she was drugged.
Yeah, right. So that's the whole, it came out.
It comes out that she was drugged. But it's a great series of books.
It's so good.
And it changes everything.
It really does.
But yeah.
That's awesome. Good. That's good, Chip.
It's a good Chip.
And like later on, it's very funny because they'll be like, Jessica, like way later on, she'll be like, Jessica remembered the time that like her sister was drugged. And like, it's like, she'll just be like, wow, I'm remembering that. Okay, anyway, back to
these werewolves in London.
Yeah.
My ship, my last dance ship, is also kind of like, you don't really want to ship it, but it works out in the end, and it ends with a literal, very sexy dance is the last scene of this movie. It's the Arnold Schwarzenegger vehicle, True Lies.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay.
One of my favorites.
I've never seen this.
Oh, it's good.
Oh, I think you would dig it.
Really?
Watch it before you go see Avatar.
Yeah, and so like, you know what a good James Cameron
I
movie
like that you
and
know
then come
that
over and watch The Abyss
still
with me.
Actually, didn't I give you a VHS of The Abyss?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, it's still in its shrink wrap. Yeah, but I'm gonna watch it eventually. Yeah,
it'll be streaming somewhere, and then we'll all watch it.
It never will be. You got to come over and watch the Laserdiscs with me.
You have it on laser?
Of course, I have it on Laserdisc.
So now, would you say it's not worth watching on VHS? As the auteur?
No, it probably is worth watching.
Because Patrick wants to control your excitement.
I do want to control your experience.
Control my excitement. Every time I start getting too excited, you like, turn pause it.
Like, Kelly, relax.
Okay, Last Dance.
Yes, okay. So, True Lies is like, it's James Cameron. One of the most, like, Arnold movies. You know, it's very funny, very wry
humor.
Has
a Tom Arnold in it.
Yeah, it's Tom Arnold as well.
Yes, Patrick. Yes, it does. Good job.
He was just saying it was an Arnold movie, and so I thought one of those Arnolds could be Tom Arnold.
Yeah.
Tom Arnold Schwarzenegger. But anyway, so, and Jamie Lee Curtis is
sexy. And she's so funny.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But the first scene of the movie is Tom Arnold, who is like a CIA wet work man. He is infiltrating this party where there are different dignitaries and like high up kind of people. And they're like, we need information. And he's going through in a tuxedo. He like sneaks into this party and then pulls off his wetsuit because he swims under ice
to get into
the mansion.
Yeah, it's very cool.
And then pulls off his wetsuit. He's wearing a tuxedo underneath
That's really
it.
Funny. Oh, my
That's
God.
So good.
Does not understand how wetsuits work. That's
no,
so funny.
You need to watch this movie.
That's really great.
Yeah.
But then he's like, he's infiltrating, but he's spotted by a sexy archaeologist, like ancient art dealer played by Tia Carrera.
Uh-oh.
And she like pegs him and she's like, okay, this is not like, what's this?
Yeah.
Because he's Arnold fucking Schwarzenegger. He stands out like a sore thumb. Yeah. But she goes up and they're kind of flirting and he's pumping her for information. Maybe she's pumping him for information. It's very sexually tense. And then they dance this incredible tango.
Cool.
And it is like fucking sizzling, right?
Cool.
Yeah.
That's the first scene of the movie.
Wow.
The movie goes on to be
about... We did that scene as a hot take, by the way.
Yeah. Did we?
Yeah.
Where did we land on it?
I don't remember.
Yeah. We'll just say it works.
Yeah, it works.
But then the movie goes on to be about his relationship with his wife, played by Jamie Lee Curtis. And
who doesn't know that this is his job.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's the lies.
That's true lies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
His cover is he's like a data analysis guy. Like the world's most boring cover,
and
right?
The least Arnold Schwarzenegger job that a person can have.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you think he's good at numbers?
Yeah. Actually, isn't he smart? IRL.
I mean, he was a governor.
Well, that doesn't answer my question. Like, isn't he good at math or something? Or am I thinking of Rutger Hauer?
I mean,
you might be thinking of Rutger Hauer.
I'm thinking of Rutger Hauer.
I mean, I don't think he's worse at math than a regular person.
Right.
I don't know that he's shown exceptional aptitude.
I mean, is it more or less believable that when he, like, plays a... Is it Mr. Mom or the...
I believe he was the Suburban Commando. Or no, that was... Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
He was Mr. Mom. Wasn't he?
Michael Keaton.
No, yeah, Michael Keaton. No,
so Kindergarten Cop.
No, there's a movie where he gets pregnant.
Oh, Junior.
No.
Yes.
Yes, Junior. Yes, yes. Junior.
I'm also thinking of
another Danny DeVito movie.
Right. Yeah, two different movies.
In all of these movies, he has like a job that is not
but
in be
every,
a muscle man.
But in those movies, you
also
know that's part of the fantasy of the movie. You're
that's
like,
true.
Yeah.
Right. Like Arnold Schwarzenegger would have this job.
Right.
Yeah.
And then they made a whole movie of that, Kindergarten Cop.
Right.
And, well, like in Kindergarten Cop, in True Lies, his actual job is to be a muscle man murder boy.
Yeah.
And he's fucking great at it.
Yeah.
And Tom Arnold is his guy in the van who's like in his earpiece. They have a very funny dynamic. But their relationship is becoming strained because while he's out protecting America's interests against enemies, both foreign and domestic, he's not spending any time at home. And this is like...
Oh, and he's got a daughter.
Yeah, Elijah Dushku plays his daughter, Dana, who fucking can't stand him. He's never around. There's a very cute scene where he gives her a snow globe late for her birthday, and she's like 16, and she's like, what the fuck do I want a snow globe? And as soon as he leaves the room, she just fucking throws it in the wastebasket.
Yeah.
But so he's not doing right by his family at all.
Yeah.
Cut two, he gets intel that Jamie Lee Curtis might be involved with this fucking other like CIA operative kind of spy guy.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith vibes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
And she's like sneaking around, meeting him for lunch. She thinks that she's becoming like an asset to this mm-hmm. big secret plan. Turns out that Bill Paxton is a used car dealer who is just fucking pretending to be like a CIA spy to seduce lonely women.
Yeah. More lies.
More lies.
These lies are not true.
These lies are untrue lies. Yes.
Oh my God. Okay.
Arnold finds out.
This movie is so fun. I'm going to watch it this
week. Super fun.
Isn't it?
It's also like restrained by Cameron standards that it's not like too long. It is still long, but like it's the appropriate length.
Mm-hmm. And it goes big and it's crazy, but it's not otherworldly.
Yes.
Like there's terrorists and they steal bombs and they're holding the city of like Fort Lauderdale hostage or something
and
like that.
And they blow up that bridge.
It's the causeway in the Everglades. Yeah.
That's a great scene.
It's so good. It's so cool. Fucking, 40-mile bridge chase with Harrier jets shooting missiles at the bridge. It's fucking cool, man.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
Yeah. But before that,
I'll get to the dance, Colin.
Okay. So Arnold kidnaps Bill Paxton and Jamie Lee Curtis, but he's wearing a ski mask and he gets all his CIA boys in on it. And it's like a whole thing where he's like, I'm going to misappropriate this shit.
It's kind of pranky.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So be prepared. There's a little pranky.
There's a little pranky. This is separate from the truth and the lies. There's a little pranky.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, he's a real scamp in the middle of the movie.
He's kind of
somewhere between truth and lies.
But also, it's his wife. It's his wife, so I get it. But he's a scamp.
I see this as a little more problematic than scampy.
It is pretty problematic.
He kidnaps her.
But it's kind of hot. Okay.
And Tom Arnold convince her she's like looking at the two-way mirror. After she was about to go on vacation with Bill Paxton and maybe like leave her family to do the spy trip. She thinks she's going to be a spy. Anyway, they kidnap her. They're like, you want to be a spy? We have a mission for you. Otherwise you're going to jail like forever. You have to go to this hotel room downtown and seduce this arms dealer and get him to give us the information that we need. You're going to be wearing a wire. You're going to go in there. He's like, you're going to be an escort. He just likes to watch women dance. So she shows up.
And she's scared but excited.
I've seen this clip.
And she's wearing
clip.
A really
I've
sexy
seen this clip.
Black
yes.
dress.
Yes. I've seen this yes. clip. Yes. I have. Okay, okay.
It's iconic.
That's what this is from.
Yes.
Oh, that's what this
is
from.
And he's back. This is the hottest Arnold Schwarzenegger has ever been somehow.
I think so, yeah.
He's just in silhouette sitting there watching her dance, but like somehow.
Well, it's the thing where like his eyes are illuminated sometimes, right?
Yeah, they go into those extreme clothes.
Yeah,
you see
he
the does. Baby blues.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. But he's playing one of his buddies' voice, like giving her commands on a tape recorder behind his back,
because he can't use his voice.
No,
because
exactly.
It's immediately identifiable. Probably the worst spy imaginable.
Yeah,
but he proves himself at the end.
Yes.
Eventually, it gets really scary because he's like, "I'm gonna now." He knows the game, so this is why it's kind of fucked up, because there's no consent. For Jamie Lee Curtis in this like sexual role play,
because he doesn't know. She doesn't know who he really is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So then he like approaches her and he's like, I'm fucking super turned on. And she's like, that's terrifying. Mm. And hits him with a phone. That's when it's revealed that he is
her husband.
And then all slowly comes out that he is, what his real job is, what the real danger is. Tia Carrera is involved with these terrorists who are going to take over Florida. And in the end, after all of their adventures, it ends with her becoming a spy as well.
Oh.
For real. And they go to another mission in a big fancy ballroom with Tom Arnold in the van. And the two of them dance a very sexy tango as credits roll.
It's great.
That's so cute.
Yeah.
It's very cute.
Oh my God.
I can't believe we didn't talk more about like the actual striptease dance. Because there's a part where she's doing it. And she's like on a pole or something and then just falls.
Yes.
And then just like, oops, gets
so
up and
cute.
Like keeps going. It's so cute.
It's so I wonder cute. If that was written or if she just fell and
great
like
question.
Tried to go with it and they kept it.
Given what Cameron has done in other things, I'm going to go unscripted.
Yeah.
Mm.
I don't know that he has that
right
sense of humor.
Right.
Right. Right.
Right.
She would fall and like break her nose or something. And there'd be just like blood.
And she'd be like, you gotta take me to urgent care. Oh my God.
Kelly, do you have a last dance ship?
Yes, I do. Okay, so this show, the new season is set to come out later this year.
Ooh.
I'm pretty excited for it. I like this show a lot. It is a show called Invincible.
Yeah.
Now, I wonder.
TBD 2023.
TBD. I mean, we're in it now, so hopefully soon. But I've always wondered, and I think the show is telegraphing this, if there is something there, possibly, between, gotta get it out, because I'm forgetting her name right now, Debbie Grayson, played by Sandra Oh, mm-hmm. the mom of Invincible, the mm-hmm. Wife of
Omni-Man,
and Cecil, because the way that Cecil, they're adversarial at first.
Interesting.
But just like the way he like, because like when he seems to like actually care about her and like try to.
Wait, who is Cecil again?
Cecil's the voiced by Walton Goggins, that he can teleport. He's like the guy that's
he's like the government guy.
The government guy. He has like the scar on his face. And
he's like the normal dude who's like, he's their Nick Fury.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's like evil and does evil things.
Yeah.
So does her husband.
So does her husband.
Yeah. But she's the moral way center of the freaking universe.
I know, but you know, life is the way that it goes, you know.
I'm sort of into this.
No, because
there's
that
a component
one moment when he comes up to her,
yeah,
when he's like hey, I don't know if like this would help, but like if I were in your position, I'd want to know that things were taken care of and like I did that for you. And she's like, what the fuck, and leaves. But I think deep down she's like, maybe that is good.
I love him in love with her.
I think he's for sure in love with
I
her.
Love him in love with her. Yeah. I want better for her. she's a tough life.
I know. But she has a pattern.
She has a pattern. People like what they like. People like what they like.
She finds a charming monster.
Yeah. And here's the thing. He's dangerous, but not as dangerous as Omni-Man.
Right.
Well, sure.
But if he's trying to fuck around with Omni-Man's wife, that is a very dangerous proposition for Cecil.
I know.
Is it any more dangerous than just living on Earth while Omni-Man is out there?
Because also Omni-Man.
What? You're running into the jaws of the fucking beast.
But Omni-Man he doesn't even care about her anymore. He's like moved on. He right? Isn't Omni-Man kind of like.
Yeah, that's right. Because he's like. Yeah, she was like a
she's
pet.
She's a dog. She's like a pet.
Mm. Right, but he
owns her.
People love their pets.
Yeah, it's true.
And they don't want someone else to just take over their pet.
Yeah.
But also his goal is come back and enslave humanity and destroy the Earth.
Right, and he's going to take special. He's a psychopath. He's going to take special pleasure in enslaving certain people.
That's
and
true.
Doing horrible things to certain people.
That's true. And Cecil will probably be like the one he treats the worst.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Especially if he steals Debbie. But I don't know. It's just like so many of the scenes with them together. And then there was like one part where he was like hugging her when she was sad. And I was like, I don't know. Maybe I'm feeling like there's something there. I don't know.
I do like what. Stepdad would do like that.
Yeah,
the stepdad dynamic to like the family drama that's also happening.
Yeah,
I think could be really fun to watch.
Yeah,
I don't know if I ship it, but I could be happy if the show did it.
Also, I weirdly think he's hot. I don't know. This is the same thing as
because of Walton Goggins.
Yeah, the Walton Goggins thing. I think also it's like in the same cursed way that I thought that the Master was hot. From Buffy?
No, I remember.
Wait. Hold
no,
on.
I was there. But like in the way that he is like perhaps repulsive physically.
Yeah.
But
carries himself
is like he is confident in himself.
Mm-hmm.
Gets the job done. He's very capable.
Yeah.
I am confident in me.
Yeah, just like that.
Like that. But I just wonder, I'm like, is there something there? I don't know.
I do like the fact that they're both like non-superpowered people. And
he can teleport, but
he's
is
got
that
access
a thing?
To it's technology.
Okay.
Mm. And like he has access to enough of that like it borderline makes him a superhero as well.
Well, yeah, and also he's like a little stronger than a normal person.
But isn't that also tech assisted?
Probably.
I don't know, it's been a little bit.
Maybe he takes like medicine or something or like
maybe
vitamins.
He takes medicine.
You know what I mean? Like he takes like I don't know, vitamin D or something.
Yeah. But I like that they're in a world of gods.
Yeah.
But they're like kind of normal.
Yeah. I don't know. And I do want to see him trying to be stepdad to Invincible.
Yeah, I feel like that would be fun.
I don't like the way the show does its title card.
Oh, with the more and more blood?
No, I like the more and more blood. I think that's cool.
Uh-huh.
But with it like waits for the first time someone's going to say the name of the character.
Yeah.
And then they replace it with, it just like goes quiet and it's just the title card.
Yeah, we're like,
Invincible.
I'm, and then it's title card.
Yeah.
That's very funny.
To me, it's comic booky in a good way, but I can see why it would be annoying.
I just want to hear them say the word
you
invincible.
Do? Yeah. No, I like it being cut out.
You're being edged.
I am being edged.
You don't like being edged.
I don't like being edged.
There you go.
Hey, guys.
Two relationships.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.